Pregnancy, childbirth, and breastfeeding were critical moments in the lives of mothers and infants. There was a lot at stake for families, even royal ones. It is in this context that we must understand the importance of devotion to both the nursing Madonna and the Madonna of Hope. So far in this tour, we have seen representations of Mary during her pregnancy and shortly after childbirth. Now we see her nursing. Once again, it is an image that you may find a little surprising. Let's see why. The nursing Madonna is at the center of this 15th century altarpiece. It is a magnificent piece, like all the others exhibited here in the throne room. To the right of the Virgin Mary, there are two panels dedicated to Bernard of Clairvaux, who we have mentioned earlier as advocating the worship of the Virgin Mary. Look closely at the top panel. It illustrates a dream recorded in St. Bernard's biography related to his eloquence. A jet of milk spurts from Mary's breast directly into the mouth of the saint, who, from that moment on, acquires the gift of oratory. We must conclude that in the 15th century, this representation was perfectly acceptable, and even more so that of a nursing Mary. Indeed, at the time, seeing a nursing woman was an everyday event. However, the nursing Madonnas that proliferated from the 14th century on would eventually be sidelined due to the restrictive morals imposed by the Council of Trent in the mid-16th century.